Barker.
Because it's starting off with a win, how important is that, just for putting last year behind you and focusing on winning?
Oh, man, starting off with a win, wins are hard to come by. So it's very important. It's a great feeling. It's a great thing for this team. It's a great thing for City of Greenville, all the Pirate fans, to see us win and get that winning feeling back and understand that this is what it's going to be like from now on.
Scott, y'all know y'all are going to get the run tonight. They run it 45 times, 43 yards. You've got to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, that's just BDN, though. That's the accumulation of a whole bunch of inside run periods, team run periods, a whole bunch of tough, hard nose. Coach Houston practices, so that's what that looks like when it comes to fruition the right way. Under 50 yards, that's a beautiful thing to see and just speaks to the type of character this defense plays with.
How was the helmet communication? I'm not sure if you or Mike had it, but if you did, how did that go?
The helmet communication, it's a good thing to have. We have a couple different helmets we have to switch out between. It's about three or four of us that have the helmet communication, so we don't want to get caught with a green dot. I'm on the same field, so that was probably the biggest hassle. I was just telling them in there. Another thing was the fact that Dowdy was so loud tonight. So that makes me, you probably saw me cover my ears a couple times trying to get, like, what you said, you know what I'm saying? So that's a good problem to have. That means y'all showed up and showed out for us. So that's something we can fix on the back end going up to this next week against ODU.
Got a lot of contributions from some of the new guys. What impact do you think they had?
Oh, man, every addition that came to this roster was specifically placed for success. So whether that be the offensive side or the defensive side, we all bought in. Everybody that you see on that field has bought in and put the work in and showed not only themselves, but not only their teammates, but the coaches and everybody in this building that they deserve a spot, a chance on the field, and that they'll make plays, and they're bought in and sold into what we're trying to do this year.
Kai, can you maybe compare last year's season opener to this year's season opener?
Going into it, it's the mindset. It's definitely the mindset. Regardless of what the score was or the season opener last year, the mindset that we have and all the work that has built up to now, that's the difference. The attention to detail, to the small things, that a lot of times that's what got us beat. And obviously, it's probably a few small things that we messed up on first game and all that, those type of things, but I know we're going to have real attention and detail to get those things fixed so they don't happen again.
How exciting was it to see Gavin find the end zone there on the pick six?
Oh, man, it was very exciting. I mean, I seen him catch that pick. It felt like a dream. I just turned around and tried to find somebody to block. So it felt great. You know, BDN, part of that BDN is trying to create turnovers and get in that end zone. We're trying to put points on the board, too. So, yes, sir, it felt great.
Is that a mentality thing, too, like not only getting the turnover but scoring?
Man, we get that ball in our hands. We're trying to score. We're trying to go to that box. And that's a fact. So if you see any of us get a fumble or a pick or whatever, we're trying to block, we're trying to sit a while, we're trying to get to that box.
As a defense, you guys held them 1-for-18 on third down. Just how important is it just to win on that down?
It's huge. You have to get off the field on third down. It's a big part of college football. It's a big part of football. It's when the opportunity presents itself, get off the field, make a play, and get off the field. So it was huge to 1-for-18. That's amazing. I think the goal is winning 70% plus. That's way more than 70%. So I think we're pretty happy with that. But on that one play, it was probably something that we messed up that we can go fix. On the 17 other, it's probably something that we can go fix. So I feel like we all had that mindset of continuously getting better, and that's really what matters. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.